Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Kink. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, James. How are you?
Doing well. What is our verse of the day?
It is Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. It reads, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Psalm 24, 1.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. Well, Charles, last time you were in here last week, you were talking a little bit about a road trip to the Carolinas. Tell us about how that went.
That's right. I actually flew there.
Okay.
And
I wouldn't blame you.
Right.
Good grief.
Right. So when I was a teenager, we adopted a little boy, and out of we were foster parents, and we had adopted a little boy. He was about 1 year old when we took him in, and he's never been in touch with his mom since then. And we just, in the past 6 months, he's reconnected with his mom. And actually, my mom helped him reconnect with her. And since then, since he was a little boy, she's turned her life around and is just an amazing person. And had struggles earlier in life and had to, you know, lost her son, but she's made a turnaround in life. And so Michael, my brother, wanted to and her, they agreed to meet and have a reunion, but he didn't want to go without my mom and dad.
Sure.
And then my two sisters, I have an older sister and a younger sister, they wanted to go as well, and as well as myself. And so this past Friday, a week ago, we all flew out there and met with Michael. He flew there as well. He'd been living out in Oregon. And it was just an amazing reunion with Michael and his mom. Of course, he doesn't remember her to speak up as far as, you know, being left there so young.
Sure.
But it was just really, really incredible. And I just feel like it's a providential meeting, and I'm just really excited for Michael. He's going to be living out there in South Carolina.
Wow.
At, for the time being.
Okay.
And so sort of reconnecting to his roots there.
Well, that's really special. And, you know, it's just like you never know when something like that can happen. And I'm so glad it worked out. You know, that's just really, really neat.
It really is. It really is. My mom and dad are relieved because, you know, they're in their 70s and his mom is 50, and so that gives him some more maybe stability or something to have a caring person and a parent in his life.
Well, that is excellent. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. I think, you know, the listeners enjoy hearing that sort of an update, so that's really neat. Well, today, you know, something as we go throughout, we're, you know, heading into summer, Memorial Day weekend, all that sort of thing. And, you know, we've always got these bills coming in the mail. And, you know, I think I just recently renewed my, you know, auto insurance. And I think that, you know, the actual time to be able to renew that home and auto insurance is a good time to maybe take a step back and think about, you know, the importance of reviewing maybe before you renew.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these things just tick along in life and, oh, it's renewal time.
Just
yeah.
Sign the check.
And it's a set it and forget it type thing. And it comes up for renewal. Okay, this is my new bill. This is my new amount. But maybe you had a consultation several years ago, but life times change. And I meet with people and, you know, the way things were maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, things are very different now. And so it's a good idea to really take a good look at what your coverages are. There's times I've seen where people have homeowners and the amount that they have would not come close to replacing what they're trying to replace, what they're trying to insure. And we buy insurance for peace of mind. And if we're buying insurance that doesn't really do what we're expecting it to do, what we're hoping for it to do. For instance, if my home were to be lost in a fire or a tornado or something, that it would be rebuilt. If the coverage that I have is not enough to accomplish that, then my hope or my faith in that is in vain. And then if an event does happen when life happens, and we have to say, okay, here's what we have to work with. There's going to be times we're not going to be happy with that if we haven't really reviewed what our coverages are. I was in that boat myself, looking at my own coverage, and I said, my house is insured for this.
Sure.
But to replace it, I would really need I'd really need more than that. And so it's a good idea to not just assume that everything is okay, right? Take control of, this is your money. This is your life. And if something happens to your home, nobody's going to come to your rescue and say, well, you were underinsured. You know, we'll give you a pass. Yeah, we understand those things happen.
Yeah.
No, you need to have that in place. And with inflation and with everything that's happened, it's a good idea just to review that and really take a good look at what's going on.
Well, and sometimes, you know, maybe with the companies you work with for insurance, or maybe just the insurance marketplace in general has some changes. I mean, say someone has an old policy. I mean, maybe there's some new programs they could potentially take advantage of. Is that ever happen?
There are. Excuse me. There are. Some people some are overpaying, and they can get maybe more coverage for less dollars or the same amount of dollars than for what they're paying now. You know, my dad and I talked a lot about having their money safe and getting a reasonable rate of return. And if your home is not safe, in other words, if something were to happen to your home and your coverage is not sufficient to replace it, that's a risk as well. That's a danger as well. That's one of your assets not being safe. And so we preach safety, safe money, money where it's not subject to volatility of the market, but you also want your home and your assets to be in a place where they're safe as well.
Well, and a home is, for most people, their biggest investment. So we want to make sure that is, you know, A1 squared away.
That's right. That's right. You know, there's another thing that we talk about is umbrella coverage. And umbrella coverage is for everything else. You know, we have car insurance for when we comp or collision, or homeowners for when our home is harmed or blown away or burned down. But umbrella can cover a host of other things. If you have a teenage driver who's out there driving and maybe they injure a doctor and that teenager is a minor, the doctor's family, if that doctor is killed or injured or whatever, the family can come after of that doctor can come after you because it's your teenager that was driving. And maybe you're a great driver, but your teenager's still learning. And you can be liable for what your teenager did. And all the earning years of that doctor that hadn't been lived yet can come out of your estate, come out of your pocket. And you might say, well, I don't have a lot of money. But as you work, you're going to continue to make money, and that money can be at risk. Your future earnings can be at risk. And so a umbrella policy that you can get that's maybe for $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5+ million, depending on what makes sense for your estate, an umbrella policy can be a very powerful protection that you can put in place to make sure it's really a lawyer that you're paying for, a group of lawyers to defend you. And in a case like that.
And I think that we've talked on the program before that these umbrella policies are not that expensive.
Right. People are amazed at sometimes they're $200 or $300 a year. Just depends on your situation. But that's not an uncommon price for several million dollars for an umbrella policy.
No, that is really, really great information. Anything else that people should be thinking about? Maybe if it's time to renew their home and auto, if they're thinking about, you know, their coverage. And I know this is something that, you know, with Skank Insurance, you guys deal with as well now.
That's right. And I would encourage our listeners to do a review, do a checkup on your coverage. Maybe you've set something up a while back, several years ago, and you just sort of let it ride. I understand that. I've been in that boat myself, but the more that I look at different situations, the more I see the need for people to really reevaluate, look at their policies, look at what they're covered. And you don't have to understand it all. It's like when I get help with plumbing or a pest control, I don't need to understand every little detail that they're doing, but I do need to know that the problem's taken care of.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure people could bring their bill in and you could kind of help dissect it too. Like, okay, here's kind of what you're paying for. This is what it covers. Because I know sometimes when I get that, it's like, okay, it went up $10 or it went down $10. But it's like, why? I don't understand, you know, why this is doing what it's doing. So, you know, just to help break that down a little bit.
That's right. That's a good idea to just look at that, because you don't want to be caught in a place where, hey, I thought I had this. I thought I had this taken care of. There's a lot of, and we're well-meaning people trying to do the right thing. And you just want to double check and make sure, confirm that you're on the right path.
Sure. And what's your guys' phone number at Skank Insurance so that people could get a hold of you?
620-331-8800.
That's great. It's always a good one just to have, because you guys, I know, are a great resource. How about we take a quick break? And when we return, we'll chat more about this as we continue our Ask the Expert segment. Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Back here at 823 on the Mighty 690, continuing our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, you know, there are plenty of folks out there who are getting ready to turn 65. And, you know, there are some things when you reach that milestone birthday that, you know, we should probably be thinking about, right?
That's true. People born in 1958 are turning 65 this year. And if you're in that boat, you're receiving lots of mail, I can guarantee you.
I'm sure.
And you probably feel like you have a big target on your back. You probably feel like the whole world knows you're turning 65 and it's some big special birthday. And there are incentives for all of these marketers, whether they're on the phone or sending stuff in the mail, to get your attention and to try to sell you something. They aren't really concerned a lot of times about doing what's right necessarily. They're just trying to get you to call them and try and get you to listen to them and get you to say yes to something, that some agenda that they have. But there's several things you need to know when you're turning 65. A lot of people are concerned about penalties, and because there are some penalties if you don't sign up for Medicare Part B. But those penalties do not apply if you have creditable group coverage. If you have more than 20 employees, if you're in a group with more than 20 employees and you remain on group coverage, you do not need to have Part B, for example. Part B of Medicare costs $164.90 a month for most people. For higher income people, it can be more than that. So there's drug plans. If you don't get a drug plan, you can get a penalty. But that penalty only applies, once again, if you don't have creditable employer coverage that has drug coverage, which every employer plan that I've seen has drug coverage. So there's a lot of scare tactics that marketers will use. They'll send very official looking mail, have very urgent sounding voices over the phone trying to get you to act now, and you have a deadline of today, and if you don't act today, then you're going to have penalties. It's really unfortunate.
It is, yeah.
Because people are at a place where they're just trying to do the right thing and pay their bills and stay on the right side of the law. And there's a lot of unscrupulous people out there that take advantage of that. But our goal is to help people have a complete have an understanding of what their options are, and then to be make an informed decision about the direction that they take with their healthcare coverage in retirement. And we help people navigate that every year. So we class of the kids born in 1957, 1956, the year before, our goal is to help them as they turn 65 to make good informed decisions, to get the coverage that they want, and understand what the prices are, what the penalties are if they don't, all those things. We want them to have a clear understanding without any pressure, without any obligation or fear.
And to help beyond, because you're usually a number that we can keep calling if we have questions. You know, the stuff that comes in the mail or on the phone, I mean, you call that 6 months from down the road and be a busy signal or out of service. So
that's just
it's always good to have a local, we talk all the time about local, and you guys are that local source here.
And it's a if you'll get somebody that will tell you something over the phone, and you go to call them back, busy signal, or who is this?
Yeah.
Or we, out of business, or who knows what. It's just a passing voice many times trying to make a quick sale. And our goal, many times we'll tell people, you don't need to do anything. In other words, there's nothing you can, you're in the best place that you can be right now. And we'll tell people that and leave them alone without making a sale or any kind of thing like that.
And that's kind of on the broadcasting side of thing. I had this kind of situation like that that happened here. We're switching things over to a new satellite. It doesn't really affect any programming, but they just have new technology. And I had kind of done everything on my end, but I wasn't really sure on a few things. I called the satellite people and they said, yeah. I went through all my questions and they said, yeah, you're good, you're good, you're good, you're good. I was like, oh, makes me feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. So something like that.
Yeah.
And people turning 65, or even the world of Medicare, which we'd have Medicare 101 coming up, which is another great opportunity for folks.
That's right. That's June 7th coming up, the first Wednesday of the month. We have a Medicare 101 both at Dickey's Barbecue there in Independence and right here in Coffeyville at Gigi's. It's 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. at Dickey's Barbecue, and 11:30 a.m. only at Gigi's. Here in Coffeyville, that's June 7th, first Wednesday of the month. Everyone's invited. If you're new to Medicare, maybe you're born in 1958 and you're trying to understand your options. Maybe you are coming off of an employer plan. You're already past 65, but you're going onto Medicare and you're trying to figure out your options. Doesn't matter. We're happy to help you. Christy Ewing is going to be presenting in Independence, and Jason Owens is going to be presenting here in Gigi's in Coffeyville.
Excellent. Well, Charles, if people have any questions on anything we've talked about, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, down from Waters True Value. We also have locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. And you can find us online at skencinsurance.com. That's skencinsurance.com.
All right. Well, Charles, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to chatting again here next week.
Thank you, James. Have a great weekend.
You too. And we'll be back with Open Line Early Bird Edition right after this.